Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome, everybody, to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Christine Siona. You may think this is Betsy, but this ain't Betsy. This is officially another radio show takeover. And I'm here with the incredible Michelle Lyle. How are you, Michelle?
I'm great. I almost started laughing when you were saying that because it's so funny. But I'm great. I'm happy to be here and take over this radio show again.
Yes. So Betsy, for those of you who are wondering, where is Betsy? We did not tie her up and put her in the closet. She's actually at an amazing maestro class, and we have the awesome opportunity to be invited to host her incredible Imperfect Brilliant show. And I'm really excited, Michelle, you and I get to chat with a lady both of you and I know, and we've met in different capacities. And we're going to be chatting about magic. So I can't wait. So I'm really excited to introduce all of you fabulous folks out there. Clementine Mitchell. If you have not heard about this creature of magnitude, now is the time, my friends. And Clementine is here. She's in the house. Welcome, sunshine.
Thank you so much. That's delightful. Excellent. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes. Now, I'm going to say it, Clementine. So you and I chatted briefly this morning, and I was really excited to find out that you were the guest, because the last time you and I met, I could actually say, I slept with this lady and I Ubered with her.
Yep.
True story.
Yeah, we have a rich history.
Yeah. So, the great Airbnb adventures in the States. So, great to have you here. And we're here to chat about magic. And Michelle and I are really excited to welcome you to Imperfect Brilliance and to just share the magic and the wizardry and the possibilities. So, what magic is going on in your world? It's been so long since we've connected. Where are you? Still in Kansas?
I am in Kansas. Yeah. Prior to this year, I was doing a fair bit of traveling so that, I had a pivot point from Kansas and then was going points far and wide. But now I travel less physically these days. But very pleased with home base and all the magic. I mean, that's the beauty of magical things, is there's no limitation to where they can be found.
Beautiful.
So,
what is that for you? You know, when you were chatting with Betsy of just celebrating the magic, and earlier today when you and I were chatting, you were mentioning, magic shows up everywhere and it's all around, and that you're really in a different place than you were 10 years ago in relationship to magic. So tell us a little bit more about magic, sunshine.
Thank you. Yeah, for sure. Well, so the day that Bessie had asked if I wanted to be on the show was a really amazing day where I was sitting with myself in the sort of space of like creative constipation. Like I had all this like energy that I wanted to funnel towards something, but like nothing was really popping, or I would start to move toward one medium or another, and it just wasn't flowing out. And even though I hadn't created words for it, for asking for it to change, it was like quietly in the background, definitely that desire for some change. And a friend of mine, an incredibly brilliant friend of mine, sent me a text. She and I are, you know, the type of friends that who knows when we'll connect, but it's always amazing when we do. And I got a text from her, and I just had this sort of fantastical response, because that was the mode I was in at that moment. And her reply was, please, please, will you write some fanciful books? Just write a fanciful book. Don't try to teach me anything. Just use your colorful words. And it was, I was so tickled with her response, and I happened to have time at that moment. So I just sat down and started writing. And I wrote a little short story inspired by that and sent it to her. And she's like, oh, I have to get all my favorite jammies and the perfect cup of tea and snuggle up on my couch before I read this. And after she read it, we didn't talk, we just texted, but some kind of inexplicable alchemical frickin' magic happened, like on a cellular level and a macro level, like the universe was changed from whatever transpired in that. And that was so magical, but not in any way that I would have thought to look for magic. And that was the genius to me of letting magic find you without trying to tell it what to be. It just came in. And my life has just continued to, from that place, just grown and grown and shifted and changed in so many ways.
I love that, let the magic find you. When I think about children, you know, it's just they're in this world all the time of the magical landscape. Yep. And it's not hard for them, you know, Peter Pan or Mary Poppins, to jump into the painting, to jump into the picture. And yet how hard we make it to actually allow ourselves to jump into the painting or to let magic find you. So what is that that stops us from letting magic find us?
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned a moment ago when we connected earlier, I talked about how things have changed in 10 years. And notably about 10 years ago, I would literally sit with my hands kind of like reaching and grasping at the air and say out loud, I know that everything I want is right here. It's right here. Mm-hmm. Like the money and the more dynamic, diversified community and great adventures and, you know, everything that I desired. It's right here, and yet I have no idea how to get it. It's like right in front of me. So I had this knowing that it was available, but like didn't have the tools to bridge that. And as I started to work with that idea, I realized I had some serious mountains of poo to move out of the way so that I could get to the magic. And all in all, I would say it's like it's not such a big deal. Magic is not such a big deal. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It is, but it isn't. It might be stark contrast to what you currently have, but it's not a big deal. Like if you look at it from your tiny little myopic lenses, it might seem like, you know, mountainous. But if you look through the massive, infinite eyes of the universe, as in like all of creation, and still think would you still think the huge stuff is really huge stuff? It's not. It's just, of course, magic.
Yeah. I love it, right? Not making it such a big deal to be magical. And when you talk about just the magic of, you know, the universe and everything that is actually happening all the time, the image that came to me was a hummingbird. And for me, I'm like, that's magical. Like, how does that happen? That there's this bird that is, whatever, 100 times its weight, and it flies and never stops. How is that possible? You know, there's magical things that don't have, they're not necessarily invisible. Right? It's not like,
Absolutely. Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, I was going to say that I love this topic about magic isn't a big deal, because a lot of times we think about magic kind of like that, like the hummingbird or something that's like so far out away from us. And I love how you said that you were stuck in, you know, the poo, and then, you know, your friend just asked you for something and then you just delivered, and the magic that showed up from that. I think so often in our everyday world, we get stuck in looking at it from a certain angle and a certain perspective, and we can find those little hints of magic in every single thing if we allow ourselves to look at it. So if you, you know, could speak to some of our listeners who are like thinking magic is this really big, so far away from them thing, and you were to bring it home in a really pragmatic way for them to grab hold of it, what would you say to them?
You know, one of the most direct, effective things that I do every day is I just ask the universe to show me magic. Just show me magic. And I don't get a, you know, don't have a specific definition, don't decide what that's going to look like or feel like or be like or how it'll show up. It's just, hey, show me. Show me magic. And if you are someone who tends to miss things happening in the periphery, ask the universe to make it so clear you won't miss it. You know,
that's easy.
It's available. Or I'll say, you know, show me magic that's different than I ever imagined, or show me the magic of me that I never acknowledged, which is also really cool.
I love
I wish that was in the handbook that we were offered as we came into the world. You know, like, you can actually be aware of your magic at all times and aware of magic at all times. I wish we were taught that, but it's here. We can all learn it now or be reminded. So that's one really practical thing. And then also just to start to acknowledge the little, what you might call little, that gets tricky because it's not really about little or big, but acknowledging the magical things that are happening. You know, some people might, you know, want to call it a coincidence or synchronicity. It's fine. All of those words work. And the hummingbirds and the sun on your face and the fact that your body breathes for you and you don't have to do anything about it, and your heart beats for you and you don't have to do anything about it. You know, all of the magic that's within us and around us and available to us at all times, when we start tuning our station to that and receiving that broadcast, it's really a recalibration, maybe, or a changing in our lenses a little bit so we can acknowledge it's right here.
Yeah. I love that. I love it. This recalibration and the tuning in. It's just, it's like, oh, wait a minute. My signal's just a little bit off from the 8-track that I've been playing in my car. And if you don't know what an 8-track is, Google that. And the image that I have is being a magic magnet. So just, you know, if you're recalibrating like that, and just walking out of your door, and some people have had that, you know, when they're looking for parking spots or, you know, money or, wow, that was easy. Like, who knew it was that easy? And not to dismiss that you are a magic magnet. And what happens? Is there a time that you, is there a moment you could share of when you started to acknowledge that magic magnet that you are, when you started to acknowledge that you're actually receiving magic in ways that you hadn't been before, and what that was like for you?
Well, it's funny that I make it notable that I had this moment 10 years ago, but really I could look back way, way before that and see ways that I was allowing magic into my world, but I wasn't pausing to go, oh, I let that in. I let that find me. So I was still sort of considering these isolated little moments instead of recognizing that that's available any minute of any day. In the last 5, 6, 7 years, it started to get louder. And by what I mean by louder are all of the little beautiful moments and doors that opened and wows, all the wows started to accumulate to where it wasn't so missable. And I had deliberately started to look around like, ooh, that's a wow. Ooh, that was a wow. Oh, my day was pretty filled with some neat stuff. And then, oh, my week was pretty full on, and it just started to, and that was the thing. I got momentum in that direction so that it became more the, less of the exception, more the rule, if you will. You know, magic just became the fabric rather than a thread.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, with the magic being the fabric and not just the thread, we're going to go into the tapestry of a break, and we'll be back very soon on Imperfect Brilliant.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you looking to change anything in your life? To have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance? And explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com, and you're invited to call into Imperfect Brilliance with your questions Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back from our break. This is Michelle Lyle. I'm with Christine Siona, and we are interviewing the magical Clementine Mitchell. And Clementine, while we were on break, I was sitting there thinking, how in the world do I get one of those little short stories that I can cuddle up in my jammies with some hot tea and read?
Oh, I'm wondering.
Funny. Yeah. I'm wondering, like, how do our listeners or anybody else in the world receive something like that from you?
That is a kind, generous, and brilliant question. Thank you for that. So what transpired from that little short story was, there's a whole book. And so I do have a book that started that called Fanciful Fits of Spiritual Fuckery.
And I love that.
Great yeah. title. Say that.
Yeah, thank you.
That.
Yeah, I know. And it's been inspired. I really appreciated the ask of my friend, like, don't try to teach me anything, just, you know, indulge and enjoy. And it's, the book is disjointed. Stories don't, you know, they aren't part of the same canvas per se. You know, my style changes. It's all different. So enjoyable to write that way. Just whatever fit comes up, I just go. So by all means, Miss Michelle, I would love to write a short story inspired by that ask.
Yay. I am excited to actually find this book that you're putting together and have it on my nightstand.
Oh, I love that. You know, that's so beautiful in so many ways, because I am just a voracious writer. I love to write, and I say I have 4 books working, but I haven't chosen to finish any books. I've written countless articles and who knows how many things to myself, you know, but I just haven't kind of teetered past that fulcrum point with books. And it's not really I talk myself out of it or anything like that. I just haven't chosen it, but ooh, that was a good push. Like, that was a good invitation.
Well, you know, I asked the universe to show me something magical in this conversation, and that's what showed up.
I love that. And do you know, that was precisely what I was asking when we were on the little break. I was like, oh, what if we just ask for the magic to show up here? And ta-da!
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. But, you know, asking that question, I totally noticed how much my body relaxed, how much ease, it's like the colors in the room got brighter, you know, everything just shifted.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, would you share with some of our listeners, like, when you're tapped into the magic and the question or the ask that is like lighting up your world, that the universe has your back, all of those things, when you're tapped into that, like, what is that like? So, you know, a lot of the listeners out there may not even like have experienced this, and you sort of started to describe it. But if you were to, you know, kind of guide some of the listeners to being able to perceive when magic is in the room, what would you say to them?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I would say that it's not a thinking endeavor. You know, we're such good thinkers, and we champion thinking and logic and reason so much in this world. If you're thinking, you're probably not being an invitation for magic, not to the degree that you could be. So I look at it as kind of a soft focus a bit, so that when I'm getting this maybe innocent, the sort of fresh curiosity about things, like, whoa, I've always looked at, I don't know, the way my living room furniture is organized in this way. That's just the way the room goes. So this is the way it is. And then if I sit back and I just softly imagine everything shifting and floating to a different position, it totally changes the room. It changes my relationship to the room. It changes how I create in the room or how I see beautiful things that I own that I never saw before. It may not seem like what we consider magic to be, but there's something for me very magical about the softness or the simpleness of that shift, the change in perspective that comes with that, that I'm not trying to regulate or control or put in any formula. I'm just playing with it and seeing what happens when I play with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it could be really practical too. I recently had a horrific sound in my car, like, oh, that's new and exciting sound in my car. And I was convinced I needed a CV joint. And so I was so convinced that I called around to several shops to get a quote on that particular repair. And I had a wide range of prices that were offered to me. And yet there was something about one of the shops that I talked to that I had no logic about. There was just something nice, I'm going to say, something easy about them, something just no hitches, no hooks. And they happened to be one of the more expensive shops. But I didn't get wrapped up in the details or trying to do the math on it or try to figure out why and what's their shop prices and what are they doing. I just went, that kind of feels nice. Okay. Well, universe, show me the magic. So I took my car there, prepared several hours of work to sit and do while they were going to do this repair. And 15 minutes later, a guy comes over to me and he said, you just had a bolt loose. That'll be $36 and you can go. And it was amazing to me. That was so magical to me in that, who knows, you know, I don't mean to point fingers, but auto shops are sometimes known for their lack of integrity. And I didn't know what I was getting into in a thought-based way. I just had this sense that there was something there. And I asked for the magic, and $36 later, I drove away very happy. So it doesn't have to be airy and fairy. It can be really practical. I was very happy to keep that $400 in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. There's something really, I love the word you used about soft focus and fresh curiosity. You know, when we try to intently furrow into something, you know, I can just feel the lines in my forehead activate. You know, when life shows up every day, you're in traffic. I mean, life shows up. It delivers all kinds of opportunities to either furrow through it or to have a soft focus. And I love that energy of just that invitation. And what if that soft focus that you're talking about is the magic invitation?
It's like unclench your jaw and relax your fists and take a deep breath. You know, there's so much room if we're not trying to get all the ducks lined up and sniff out the right, perfect, you know, correct thing and hunt it down and wrestle it to the ground, you know, and try to force life to comply. We just go, oh, well, what if I am soft here?
Yeah, you know, it makes me think about, we're in such interesting times right now in the world, and there's a lot of different people going through different energies and different things in their life. And what a contribution this conversation can be for, you know, if you're in a place where you're quarantined and you're stuck at home, instead of being stuck at home, what is the beauty in that and where's the magic in that and how can that contribute? So I'm just wondering if you have any tips and tricks and tools for that.
Oh, well, again, kind of wraps back to where we started, one of those things about not making magic such a big deal, not making anything such a big deal. I mean, I know that that can be a lot for those of us that are really surrounded by some triggering, challenging things, upheavals in your family or your community or with your own body or politically or whatever that is. There's a lot of charge. One of the things, obviously, is to know you're not the only one who's charged. So when you're steeped in a whole, you know, matrix of charge, you might possibly be processing it for a lot of people, and you don't have to. So just acknowledging how much you're picking up on everybody's stuff that's keeping the magic at bay, because you're, you know, doing more than's required. So a little attention to that, oh, this isn't mine. Or is this mine? Is this my thought form? Is this my feeling? Am I just taking on the world? And I get that some people really desire to be as much help and as much in there and is doing as much as they can, and do take on a lot. And yet, if we don't take care of ourselves and pause and put down those things, or possibly never pick them back up, you know, ever, but if we don't at least take a break from those things, then it's not a sustainable system. There's not room for you. So one of the biggest things I'm finding again and again and again during this whole phase of time is, oh, hi, me. Hi, me. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And there is something. Sorry, go ahead, Carmen.
No, I was actually going to shift subject a little bit, so go ahead.
Well, that piece about hi, me, and the simplicity, you know, coming back to what you're talking about in letting magic find you, is that we make magic so far removed from ourselves, and we think we have to, you know, go to like the school of wizards and warlocks and whatever to be able to learn something. But if we actually just pulled it in and went like, what is the, you know, show me universe, like you're saying, and hi body, and what's magical about you right now. And just acknowledge that there are things happening in your day all the time. And, you know, when life delivers a bunch of goo, it's that be the invitation of that soft focus and a fresh curiosity to what's showing up for you today, as you were mentioning.
I love how you mirrored that back, because it allowed me to sort of deepen into that that place where we're sort of trained, or we are deeply trained, to look for things outside of ourselves, like whatever person or condition or the most, you know, delicious meal or the best whatever, to provide a sense of magic or whatever it is that we're looking for. We're so deeply indoctrinated with this idea that it's outside of us and we have to find it. And one of the key pieces that you just mirrored back in this conversation is, it's right here. It's with you. You're it. Mm-hmm. You are the magic, and you are the source or magic in your life. It's you allow it. You get to choose it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's a piece in there, as you're mentioning, you know, as people are listening, whatever magic is for people listening, that piece of, you know, you're the source, that you're that chooser. And I'm creeping on your website, babe, right now. Oh, Ms.
Oh, good. It needs a little update, so I'll pick that.
Well, all good, but there's a piece in there, and it says, What if you can also be a finder, a receiver, a knower, and a creator of something much greater for your life in the world? This is your life, and you are the only person who can make it great. And that's the piece you're saying, you know, we can go outside of ourselves looking for some answer or a golden, you know, the golden ticket from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. And yeah, you are the only person. What is that magic? And that I'm just coming back again to the soft focus. I just think, oh my God, the soft focus. Because it doesn't mean you don't see. It's just you're not burrowing your eyeballs through it.
Absolutely. You know, I think back about how many times for different people that I've worked with who are, you know, processing through something, whatever it was in their life. And again, I could feel them sort of reaching, pleased for a flotation device or something, and looking them square in the face and reminding them, you are the only one that can make this great. And what a relief that was. I could feel it and sense it and see it in their face, how relieved they were to know, oh, right. I mean, on the one hand, it's a, whoa, that's on me. It's all me. Whoa. And on the other hand, it's, but I have me, so it's here. Yeah, I'm the one that gets to make it great. You're the one that gets to make your life great.
How magical do you want to be today?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the timing of these little nuggets, we're going to be right back with more magic on Imperfect Brilliance.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Talking about magic with Clementine Mitchell. I'm Michelle Lyle, and co-hosting this with Christine Siona as a takeover of the Imperfect Brilliance radio show. Thank you for tuning in. Clementine, I have some more questions.
Yay!
So I'm wondering, you know, for all the listeners out there, and they're like, I'd love to have some more magic in my life, and I love this conversation. Is there any, like, what are you offering to the world that we can tap into?
Oh, thank you for that. So I've actually just getting ready to launch, or sort of soft launching, but it's officially rolling out the first of the year, an actual school for healing arts. And it's both a local physical school and online, whatever school, the big umbrella. And there will be many of us that are part of creating it. But it's kind of fascinating the way it came about, which in and of itself is a little key to magic, where I was in a holding pattern for kind of a lot of years, in a sense, where I had this, I felt, I'll say, I sensed, I perceived the future of some kind of school thing, where I wanted to be more accessible and visible to my community. And I have this point of view that if we have gifts that we are not actually giving, that we're, can't think of the word exactly I want, but that we're holding out on the whole world. The whole world doesn't get to receive when we don't give of our gifts. And so I had to have a real straight talk with myself about what am I not actually willing to contribute that's unkind to the world and the collective evolution of us all. So I had this desire to be doing more healing work, to contributing more, to having the school, to being the network of, you know, a hub for a network of beautiful things. But I just somehow was like pushing and pulling and fighting it. And it was sitting on the back burner, like back burner for a long while. And then earlier this year, I have a friend locally who owns a spa, and she had some big crisis kind of thing up in her personal life, like something big she had to deal with. And she was a little concerned about how to manage all the pieces of her life. And I said, you know what, honey, let me just take over the spa for you. I know enough. I can get the doors open and get things moving, and I'll figure it out on the fly, and I'll ask you questions if I need to. Please just take care of yourself. Which it just so happened that I worked in spas, and I had a little bit of background in that. So I was very, very happy to contribute. I didn't talk money with her. I didn't any of that. I was like, this is my friend, and I care about her, and I'm just going to make this happen. And it turned out that after a few months, when she was kind of regrouped and ready to get back in, that I continued to co-manage with her, and we rocked together as a team, which we hadn't explored in that way before. And the business is thriving, and the building adjacent to the spa came open, and she took that lease on too. It was like, the spa is expanding, and we can do this, that, and the other. And then one day she was sitting in this big, huge open room in this other building, and I walked in and I sat down next to her, and she said, Clem, this is a school. We're creating a school. And I said, yes, wow. We sure are. Yeah. So it was there. It was already there. And that's one of the beautiful things about all of the magic, and maybe the word magic is a trippy, triggered word. You know, it doesn't have to be that word. But all of the things that you desire or are asking for, or even at this point are calling a fantasy in your life, they're right there. If you're willing to let them show up how they show up. Because again, there was an agenda behind me supporting my friend. It was, there she is, and I can contribute to her, so I'm going to. And right now, things are blowing up in such amazing ways. And the day after we chose to have the school, I had a client who said, where can I learn what you do? Is there anywhere in Lawrence where I can learn this? Like, turns out, yeah. And just client after client is showing up saying, I want to know, what are you guys doing? What can I learn? What can I do? So it's that ask and allowing in the divine timing and getting out of the way so it can come to you.
Yeah. So what kinds of things are you going to be facilitating at your school?
So that's a great question. I know there's quite a few things. So for me personally, I'll be facilitating things like a diversified, integrated healing, energetic healing arts kind of thing. We're working on accreditation for different, she and I both do all different kinds of energy work. Of course, access bars facilitation, and lots of one-off classes and other kinds of ideas orbiting. So percolating, like who's up, who wants to step in? With so much happening with the shifting sort of tectonic plates of our reality, it's just listening to what's it time for. But we have lots of people who are like, herbalists and essential oils who do different types of really sort of esoteric healing modalities, all that kind of stuff. I used to have a lot of point of view about what exactly the school had to look like or be like, and then it told me that I needed to get out of the way and allow whatever comes through to show up in the world. And so I don't have a clear answer for that, except for I'm excited to just be inspired and create,
Well, and my next question was going to be, so then is the school open for other teachers and facilitators to come on board?
Okay. Yes. So that's what we're in the process of completing our systems for, so that if teachers, facilitators locally or traveling desire to come through and share their brilliance, then they have ease in setting up all their classes, and we have all the systems in place so they can just pop it right in place, and everything goes right through our system, and bam, there's your class.
Nice.
Beautiful. So we can,
nice.
Yeah.
There's something awesome, just the awesome, that energy of magic when you said, and just get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if we can't, I mean, every time we try to control magic, I just think the furrow on my brow activates again. And coming back to where we started, when you were sharing, you know, some of the tools of asking the universe, show me magic. And then you get these little pings and saying, you know, universe, and you shared this earlier as well, like make it really clear so I don't miss it. And, and the other piece you said, which is totally evident in the creation of this new adventure for you with your business, is when you were sharing, Clementine, saying, show me the magic of me that I've never acknowledged.
Mm.
And when I think about that, it's, you know, you're choosing now, you're seeing the magic in you that you've never acknowledged. And we don't even realize that we are magic magnets and magic makers until all of a sudden it's like, holy cow, I'm actually creating an entire new empire of awesomeness here that is really fun. And that's exciting. You know, when we don't acknowledge it and it's already there. And then when we do acknowledge it, how it just amplifies.
You know, and it's even, we're not just the magic magnets or the magic makers, we are the magic.
Mm.
And that, we are the magic. So I wonder what it would be like to acknowledge that every day, several times a day, I am magic. Show me.
I like that, because a lot of times we think that we have to do something to create the magic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's, and you're that saying, takes, like, you can be the magic.
Be the magic. Yeah, be the magic. And funnily, with this whole furrowed brow control piece, it kind of makes me laugh, Christine, because I think of a lot of letting go of being in control and being totally out of control, like celebrating, really let your freak flag fly, really, you know, laugh absurdly loudly, all those things that you do so wonderfully well, you know, and indulge in the enjoyment of my, you know, micro pleasures or macro pleasures of pleasures, just do pleasure, you know, and spend way, way, way less time trying to control the minutiae of life, you know? I mean, to ask somebody to give up control, that's, you know, probably never really going to happen, to totally give up control, but do less controlling and celebrating the places where, for me, when I think of, what if I didn't have to control this? Oh my gosh, it's so relieving. I don't have to control this. I can just see what wants to show up with this rather than controlling it. There's so much space. And when there's space, more can transpire, more can show up. And we control things. It's like, how many walls are we putting up? Many, gajillions of them.
Right.
You got your own little fortress.
Exactly. Yeah. We all are walking around in these fortresses that aren't any fun. Fun fortress.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a few minutes left before we finish. And just wondering, is there some kind of, and you've given tons of nuggets. I'm just wondering, as a way to finish, you know, people as they're heading home, that invitation of I am the magic. You know, imagine we're in, you know, we're chatting and you were your besties and we're like, hey, Clementine, you know, can you just guide me through a thing? Can you just, is there some little nugget that you can guide us into as we're exiting out of this conversation today?
Love that. Yeah, you know what I'd say, babe? I'd say, let it find you. Don't grovel or hope or wish, or it's not like, don't backslide with it. It's not me. Things are hard and they don't work out for me and problem. Let it, let it flow, like not go, but let it flow, let it come in. You are magic. So be congruent with magic. And it's a match. It's a match. When you're in that place of judging yourself or fighting yourself or, you know, begging the universe to please give you, that's not congruent with magic. Magic is soft. It's easy. It's delightful. It's fun. It's wow. It's wonderful. So if you're not in that space, you're not congruent with it. So have a little conversation with yourself. What does flow feel like? What does wow feel like? What am I? What do I be that I'm not being right now, that I could choose to be? And let the magic flow.
I love that. I'm like, I just want to zen out now.
Oh,
that's lovely.
Yeah.
So thank you. If people want to find you, Clementine, how can people find you?
Well, probably the easiest at this moment is clementinemitchell.com.
Beautiful. And anything, Michelle, for you to add? I'm just popping with these words of soft, easy, delightful, fun, wow. Like, show me that. That is delicious.
Well, I just thought, so one, being able to find you, ClementineMitchell.com, and, you know, so sometime in the new year, we get to look out for this magical school that you're creating.
Okay. Yes, it's Evolve School of Healing Arts. So it is, the domain exists. It's just not live for evolveschoolofhealingarts.com. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, fantastic. And will it be available online as well as in person?
There'll be both. Yep. This thing has all kinds of legs and is asking to be all kinds of things. So we're just following the flow, and it will be both. Yes.
Fantastic. And then can someone reach out to you if they were, you know, by chance, a facilitator or a teacher of some sort?
But of course. Yes, please.
And then, you know, real quick before we have to hang up, also, you know, I'll be looking on your website for that way to get one of those stories. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for Imperfect Brilliance. And come back next time and see if Betsy's in the house. Be the magic that you be. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.